During its first week, USAJobs.gov's latest version kicked off many job seekers because it couldn't handle the load. OPM Director John Barry found himself apologizing repeatedly. He now tells reporters that he had doubts about taking the website in-house.
It was not clear a week ago that I would be here, and I could have well been here saying, you know, we blew it, we are abandoning this system, and we're going to recompete it. This press conference outcome was not determined until, you know, essentially this week, when we have achieved a certain degree of stability to know that I could make a reasonable decision that we have a basis here to try to make this work and work well.
Until recently, Monster Government Solutions had held the $6 million contract to run USA Jobs. Barry says he kept that contract going a few extra weeks to have a fallback solution.
We negotiated specifically with Monster, to allow their continuation, you know, for example, in the period of time right now, where even though I'm not using them, I'm paying them an option in case I needed to fall backwards. So absolutely, I had considered, that as an option. But, I think, now I'm in a place where I feel our team has stepped up to the plate. They have resolved the core functionality here and the capacity issues. I think we're in the right ballpark.
He says it's not the World Series, but OPM is playing to win. He went over the agency's progress in a two-hour briefing with reporters. The agency has bought more servers and now runs the site well under full capacity. Barry says staff are working around the clock to fix the problems, reach out to users, and seek help from industry.
This is an example of government working. They have turned, I think all of you know who have worked with IT systems. When a system goes into a death spiral, it is very hard to pull it up and out. You look at every one of the trends and trajectories of this data, they are all going in the right direction.
Barry says no agency has complained about posting jobs, and customer satisfaction has gone from 30% when the site debuted to 60% now. One of the people Barry brought on board to stabilize the site was retiree Kathy Dilliman. She played a key role in fixing the agency's Federal Investigative Services Division. Dilliman says the team has tackled the big stuff and is now looking at the problems people are mentioning on Facebook and Twitter. For example, she says, a search for jobs in Washington brings up those in D.C., but not Washington State.
And we didn't design it as clearly as it could be designed for that casual user. So these are tips. These are ways we can fix it.
She says the agency is working to make the site easier to use. OPM has had to redesign the site's backend because it couldn't keep using Monster's proprietary code. It had to import over 70 million user accounts and 22 million documents into the new site. Barry says the decision to take USA Jobs in-house was made by agency human capital officers, and he stands by it.
There are certain jobs government needs to do. And I would argue maintaining the basic warehouse of these resumes is a governmental function. They're government property. They contain personal information. And they ought not be commingled with other businesses or other business information. And potentially, that just can't be the same level of security.
He says the private sector still has a role to play in providing talent acquisition systems worth hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and they hook up agency websites to USA Jobs. He says OPM is no stranger to running complicated IT sites like these.
We do all of the background investigations for the Department of Defense, all right, to put this in perspective, $2 million a year. Those background investigations are amazingly complicated. Not only do they look back at your whole history, your academic record, they look at criminal records, they have to connect in with state and local law enforcement databases, FBI databases, et cetera, et cetera. So you can imagine the software complexity of that is pretty immense. We do that, and we do it well, and we, as I said, have been removed from the GAO high risk list because we're doing it well. So this agency has some experience and some pride in terms of being able to manage IT contracts.
Not everyone is willing to give the agency a chance to prove it can run USA Jobs better than a contractor. Senator John Kerry wants the government to rebid the site. He represents Massachusetts, where Monster is based. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has scheduled a hearing later this month. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.